Hey everyone, it's Michael. Today I'm bringing you a very brief update about a story I've covered in the past. That of Robert Levinson, an American that disappeared while visiting Kish Island, right off the coast of Iran. At the time, the 58-year-old Levinson was posing as an executive for British American Tobacco, who was investigating some cigarette smuggling in the Persian Gulf. In reality, he was acting as an off-the-books contractor for the CIA, who was hoping to flip an asset in Iran for information. As you can imagine, his abduction would become quite the international scandal. The Iranian government was quickly blamed for his disappearance, and Robert's family began petitioning for his safe return, to no avail. Within years, he had become the longest-held political prisoner in American history, if he was still alive, that is. The only proof that Bob Levinson remained alive after his capture was a video released to his family in 2010, which showed him pleading for his life while staring directly into the camera, albeit much skinnier and different looking.
For my, you know, my beautiful, my loving, my loyal wife, Christine, and my children, and my grandson, and also for the United States government, I have been held here for 3.5 years. I am not in very good health. I am running very quickly out of diabetes medicine. I have been treated well, but I need the help of the United States government to answer the requests of the group that has held me for 3.5 years. And please help me get home. 33 years of service to the United States deserves something. Please help me.
This would be followed in 2011 with a series of photographs showing Robert, now wearing an orange jumpsuit and sporting a bushy, unkempt beard, holding a series of cue cards written in broken English. Other than that, though, Robert's family had little reason to believe that he had survived his indefinite captivity. You see, Robert suffered from a number of health issues, gout and high blood pressure among them, but diabetes the most prominent. In his hostage video, Bob had claimed that he was running short on diabetes medication, and it is unknown if he lasted much longer. Now, nearly a decade later, Robert's family believes that his life has come to an end. In a statement posted to Facebook on March 25th, 2020, his family wrote, "Today, with aching hearts, we are sharing devastating news about Robert Levinson, the head of our family. We recently received information from U.S. officials that has led both them and us to conclude that our wonderful husband and father died while in Iranian custody. We don't know when or how he died, only that it was prior to the COVID-19 pandemic." Yesterday, during a press briefing about the virus, President Trump was asked about his thoughts on the matter and seemed to give a much less definitive answer.
Yes, ma'am, please.
Yes, thank you. The family of, on another subject, the family of retired FBI agent Robert Levinson says that U.S. officials have concluded that he's died in Iranian custody. Are you aware of that? And
so,
how did U.S. officials reach that conclusion?
I've been very much involved in that. And he was a great gentleman and a great family. It's just, I have to say this, and they've been making the statement to the family, I believe, but it's not looking good. He wasn't well for years anyway in Iran. It's not looking promising. We've gotten so many people back. We got 2 people back this week, but Robert Levinson, who was outstanding, he's been sick for a long time. He had some rough problems prior to his detainment or capture. And we feel terribly for the family, but.
Do you accept that he is dead?
No, I don't accept that he's dead. I don't accept it. I mean, I'm telling you, it's not looking great, but I won't accept that he's dead. They haven't told us that he's dead, but a lot of people are thinking that that is the case. Feel badly about it.
Robert Levinson would be 72 years old today. Even though he has been missing for over 13 years, his family never gave up hope that he would return home safely until this admission, which seems to have come on the heels of some recent U.S. intelligence. which both the president and Bob's family are hesitant to share. For that reason, it appears like the story of Robert Levinson might unfortunately be resolved.